You know, it's a joy for me to be on this side of Boy Scouts. I grew up in Scouts, and I always say, I hope it's the one and only time I ever disappointed my dad, and that was when I didn't get Eagle. And but it was a big deal in our family. And matter of fact, the Boy Scouts for my dad was his church for many years before he got involved with the church. And so I give God praise for Boy Scouts, and I think the leaders ought to stand up for this Boy Scout troop. Guys, stand up. Yes. Yes. These guys give a lot of time, and it's a great service, guys. Thank you. We're going to read this morning from Matthew 25. If you would turn in your Bibles to Matthew 25. We're actually going to start at verse 34b. And when you see a letter like that, there is usually a semicolon or a period or something in a verse that makes it, that separates it into two different, you know, like A, B, C, D, whatever. And so this is actually like the second sentence or second part of the sentence in verse 34 that we're going to begin with. So Matthew 25. Now, for those who may not know, is Matthew in the Old Testament or the New Testament? And what does the New Testament start with? Matthew. So we got it easy this morning. The New Testament is literally like the last third or maybe even last fourth of the Bible. So just turn to the back of your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. And please stand as, once you find that, if you would put your finger in your Bible and hold your Bible above your head, and let's say this Bible pledge like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we sing. Well, I suppose we could sing it. Matthew 25, beginning with verse 34b. Jesus said, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Please be seated. Yes, thanks be to God. Thank you. Well, this is the fifth sermon in this teaching series, God's Principles for Financial Freedom. And I just wanted to remind us of the basic premise of this series. This teaching series is literally about our philosophies, thinking, and life decisions around money. You have heard me say that God has set us free through Jesus Christ. We just need to start living like we are free with the power of the Creator of the universe behind us. And I want you to just to think about that for a second or two. Think about what your life would be like if you actually lived, if you actually believed like you had the power of the universe, the Creator, behind you. Think about that. What would change in your life? You see, the amazing thing is we do. As we do have the Creator of the universe, that power behind us. But sometimes it gets clogged up, doesn't it, in our life with all the details. Amen.